Kazon Totia de Sendam Baleria de Kenemongo Sondo. Hello and welcome to Prayercast. I am Jasmine, the night blooming jasmine. I call myself that because night blooming flowers bloom at night and they use fragrance rather than color to attract pollinators. In the Bible, God describes our prayers as a fragrance, as incense on his altar. I believe with all my heart that God is the pollinator, the original catalyst from which all good things come. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice at the highest pitch along the way? Where the paths meet, she takes her stand beside the gate leading into the city. At the entrance, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain wisdom. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say." Lord, I pray today that you would tune our ears to hear your voice, your spirit, as you walk in the way and you call out to all of us to draw near to you, to gain wisdom and understanding. I pray, Lord, that even in these moments, those who are listening to the sound of my voice would have a light bulb go off in their head and hear your voice clearly, giving them an answer to something that is gnawed at their heart for ages and ages, days and weeks, however long the struggle may have presented itself, Lord. I pray that in this hour, in these few moments that we pray together, you would quicken our ears to hear and our hearts to understand what you are doing in our lives personally and individually. I thank you, Lord, for you have promised that as we give good gifts to our children, you give the Holy Spirit even more to those who ask. As a good father, you give to each of your children more and more of what we need most day by day. And we need your voice. We need your voice, Lord, to drown out the noise of so many other voices vying for our attention. Sezelo diada casaba, zente de recaleriada codipocosudia de beleria de nangara samangosha, sipedia de desanangaila de somangota dusta, sadia de colonia nangara passa. Ezekiel 3:11 says, "You have put eternity in our heart, yet we cannot see what you are doing from beginning to end." Lord, I thank you that you have had a plan and known our destiny from the beginning, and you carry it out to the end. You have a destiny. You have a destiny for yourself, for your kingdom, and for each individual who makes up Adam, mankind, the Adama that has breath of God in it. The dust of the earth that you have shaped into a consciousness, Lord, that can know you face to face and walk with you as your friend. You call each of us into sonship that leads to friendship. Hasudia de desa mancala diere conumas. Eselo diere de dosso nunguludia. Keep leading, Lord, our thoughts and the intentions of our heart higher and higher and higher, till we hear your voice and we encounter friendship with you, like Abraham, like Moses, like David, like Solomon, whom you named Jedidiah, friend of God. He faltered, Lord, and betrayed you, but he heard your voice and he knew you once. Lord, lead us. Lead us to friendship. The gospel writer Luke uses the word, addresses his gospel to Theophilus, friend of God. You invite us all, each and every one, every man, woman, and child, to friendship with you. A friendship that is open and honest. A friendship that hides no fears, no doubts, no anxieties, no stresses, no anger, but is open and honest, just as David was honest before you with everything. A friendship that boldly comes and intercedes, that cries out for a world that is perishing, like Abraham did in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, like Moses did when the Israelites failed you and broke their covenant, even before they had heard it, Lord, even before it had been written, Lord. They had already betrayed the God who had saved them. But you, Lord, heard, invited your friend Moses to intercede, knowing he would stand in the gap, just as Jesus stood in the gap for each of us. Over and over and over, these images, these paradigms, Lord, these archetypes of who you are, show us your heart, that you are a God who feels, who bleeds just as we do, who hurts and grows angry when you are betrayed, when the one you love spurns you and scorns you. But you invite the friend to intercede, even for the one who betrays. You invite your friends to draw near and soothe the ragged edges of your broken heart, that you may once again be a God of grace and a God of mercy, a God of forgiveness. You know our tears, Lord. You gather them up in a bottle. You save them because you cherish us and you love us and you feel each and every one of our heartaches. And you invite us to open our hearts and pour out our tears before you. And today, Lord, you invite us again to cry and to cry out for wisdom. And you will soothe the ragged, broken edges of our hearts and guide us in the way of forgiveness, the way of grace, the way of hope and freedom. For you are good. You are mercy. You are life, breath of life in the Adama, in the dust of the earth. Mashuda sederekalandia de kadebes. Mashta de galedia de kudu. Inengoloria de karasumangaledia. Inengoloria de karapasa. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Monongoloria de kadebes sedia de galedia de kudubaz. At the window of my house, I looked down through the lattice. I saw among the simple, I noticed among the young, a youth who lacked wisdom. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in a foolish direction, as twilight at the end of the day, as the light was fading. Hadia dudusunungo lododagas. To him you call out, to her you call out. Right now as I pray, Lord, there are young people who are wandering aimless, and the light in their lives is growing dim, and the things they are certain about are growing fewer and fewer, and discouragement is knocking at the door of their heart and hunting them like a wild bird, hunting them like a fox chased by hounds. The darkness seems ever larger, ever deeper, ever more certain, Lord. Let your voice be heard in their ears. Let wisdom cry out from the high places. Let her ring like a bell of liberty and awaken the light in that person's heart, in that young man or young woman's heart and mind. And guide them, Lord, not into the street, Lord, but into the house, behind the lattice where you cover them and you protect them. For you are our strong tower, our high tower and strong fortress, our impenetrable barrier between the darkness. Speak hope, Father. Speak it to this generation. Speak it before the light fades completely and the darkness takes another one. You see every sparrow. Watch over them, Lord. Feed them with hope today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I thank you for joining me on PrayerCast. I pray that you will return to the garden often, that you will find comfort and solace for your soul here. May Jesus walk with you, and may you walk with him in the way. Amen.